My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Baskin's out today. Menigan's in today. I think I've made this clear to you, Dan. One of my goals in life is something that you achieved today. And that is to win the lottery.
Yes, I am a proud winner of a lottery.
Now, it's not the lottery that I've wanted to win, but you've won a lottery. And I am impressed nonetheless because I want to win a lottery. I want to win, actually, you know, Mega Millions, Powerball. Right. But by God, at this point, I'll settle for any lottery.
And
the one you won.
And we'll know you've hit that lottery
when I don't show up.
We never see you again.
And the million that I promised both you and Baskin shows up in your accounts and you've never seen me.
When you go full bloke Johnny Carson. We never see you ever again.
Good night, everybody.
You're just out on a farm somewhere at your home in L.A., just enjoying life.
It's going to be great.
So I was informed this morning that hopefully I have been offered tickets.
This is phenomenal.
To the Open Championship in Northern Ireland.
That's awesome.
I know. I'm pumped.
International correspondent Dan Menigan calling us from the Open, also known as the British Open, but the Open Championship next year outside of Dublin?
Outside of Belfast. Yeah, we're in English territory. We're in the King's Land.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So
you found out when?
So I found out this morning. Now,
You just went to your email and there it was?
Uh-huh. Congratulations.
Did you just start laughing?
It was one of those, I started smiling and I went down and the lady friend looks up at me and she goes, oh, God, what? Which, first thing, my joy bringing her this much disdain, I think truly is a peak moment in our relationship.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. When my joy brings that level of disdain, life is good.
And is it tickets for all 4 rounds?
No. So it's only right now for Thursday.
Really?
Hmm? So the first day of the Open Championship.
So you'd have to go all the way over there and just see the first round.
Correct. I'm still calling it worth it. It is
now
a major.
And let's be all open here. You've talked about it before. You went to Ireland just a couple of months ago.
Right.
So you're almost familiar.
So we're we're working to find a fourth job to help cover this kind of thing, along with a third job.
We're gonna open a GoFundMe for Menigan. Send
much.
Me to the Open.
Send me to the Open, please. No, but no, do not. But yeah, so we're going to try to make this work. I've got the travel agent on it, a.k.a. the lady friend, and she is currently busting her chops to figure out how we can get this to work and working her butt off to figure out all of the finances, where to stay, where to sit, all that kind of stuff so that I can go walk around a giant plot of land that has been there for a very long time and watch people hit a golf ball as it rains on top of both of us. And she looks at me and goes, I hate you.
We spent how much money to come over here and stand in the rain?
And why are we standing in the rain as the wind is whipping?
Yeah, why am I wearing my winter coat?
Exactly.
July.
I don't think she totally knows that part yet. I'll probably have to break that to her tonight.
That'll be great.
And then it'll be really fun when I'm having to go by myself because she's like, I'm not going to stand there in a giant lawn that's been mowed nicely and freeze my butt off. That's ridiculous.
Hey, don't tell her. Just don't tell her.
I feel like I should just due to the fact that, like, I think I'll get in more trouble if I don't.
Once you've invested money in it, you can go ahead and tell her.
I feel like if I don't, I'm going to be in more trouble. I think I could take the initial blow the minute she finds out and then maybe can rebuild from there.
That's all right. That's not a bad idea.
So, yeah, we might. I'm not guaranteeing anything, but you might have your Open Championship correspondent live from the Open as I hold a Guinness in my hand and talk to you.
That would be great.
At 10:15 in the morning.
I'm already looking forward to it. We've booked you, so get ready to go.
All right.
There's another international competition that just ended, and we're not going to go heavy on the Olympics here, but I've been thinking about this for several days, and I want your thoughts on this, Dano. Who in the heck did Noah Lyles make mad by speaking the truth? Okay? The man who won the 100-meter gold medal in the Olympics beforehand had dropped these words. Now, granted, he's a little out there when it comes to his ego.
He's a very confident young man.
Very confident.
You have to be to run that race.
I think he's terrific myself. And, you know, he's not afraid to speak. He comes out. He brings energy. He's going nuts. He pumps up his sport. He pumps up himself. I like the guy. He's cocky, but I like him. And he just made the comment when talking about world championships before the Olympics, and he said, you know, the NBA, he said, why do they say world championship? They're not the world champs. They're the champs of the NBA. That's true. Just because you have world players, and Andy and I have disagreed on this, but just because you have players from around the world playing in the league doesn't mean you're the best team in the world. And so he made those guys really mad, and they got all fired up. And then when they won the gold medal, it's like, hey, Noah Lyles, what do you think now? Well, NBA guys playing in the Olympics, excuse me, it's not like the San Antonio Spurs won the Olympics. The United States Olympic basketball team won the gold medal. So you're missing the point completely. His thought was, you're not world champions if you win the NBA. You're the NBA champions. That's true. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Are you the world champions if you win the Super Bowl? Oh, maybe, because
nobody
except you didn't play the best team in Canada.
Yeah, nobody except a couple of pockets is playing American football.
Right, but that still doesn't make you the world champions. It makes you the Super Bowl champions. But Noah Lyle got, oh man, everybody was mad at him. And they're so mad, the NBA guys are going back and forth with him, which is rough. And then Tyreek Hill, of all people, is sitting and doing an interview at Dolphins training camp and was asked about Noah Lyles.
Audio courtesy of Up in Adams, which is where he was on with Kay Adams on, I believe that's FanDuel TV.
All right. He's caught an awful lot of grief for the COVID announcement, which I thought was interesting. You know, and after he lost the race and finished third for the bronze in the 200 meter, then it's revealed that he has COVID and he was taken off in a wheelchair. And that seemed a little odd. I will say that, but the guy was clearly dealing with some issues according to the medical personnel and everything else. And I thought he handled it fairly well, but he's been thrown under the bus for it. Now all of a sudden he has COVID. Okay. Well, whatever. Tyreek Hill is delusional if he thinks he can beat Noah Lyles in a race. I'm sorry.
Correct.
He might be able to beat him in a 40 because Noah Lyles' strength as a 100-meter guy is his final 50 meters.
Yeah, his starts aren't exactly...
Right. He comes on.
Mm-hmm.
He comes on.
Yeah.
But, Dan, you coach high school track.
Yes.
You're not a track expert, but
you
have a lot more exposure to it than I do. There is
fast, and there is track fast, and there is 100-meter fast. There is a reason why in that race you are called the fastest man in the world when you are done, or the fastest woman in the world when you are done, because there is fast, and Tyreek Hill is fast, and then there is track fast. And let me give you a little bit. This is courtesy of CBS, who adds this in. Tyreek Hill's top speed in his entire career was in 2016. Since we now have this next-gen stats, we can measure these things. He hit 23.24 miles per hour on a 27-yard kickoff return.
23.24.
Okay? Got it. That's fast. Yes, no one's going to doubt that.
Of course it's fast.
That's pretty darn fast. That's probably faster than everybody who is listening to this can run. Might be a select few who it's not the case, but the vast majority of us, that is way faster. Noah Lyles hit a speed of more than 27 miles per hour.
In the 100?
In the 100.
In winning the gold just recently.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Hitting the gold recently.
Wow.
Okay. And you saw how close that race was with everybody around him.
All eight people were within 0.12 seconds, I believe.
Yeah. There is fast.
Closest 100 ever.
And there is track fast.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
It is the most truthful thing on this earth when you watch the Olympics, you watch the Pan Am Games, you watch any of those things. Even you watch the NCAA championships when they come up in the spring, there is fast and there is track fast. And track fast is on a different level than what you are going to watch on Sundays in the NFL. I mean, Anthony Schwartz was fast. There's a reason why Anthony Schwartz found his way into the NFL and wasn't running track professionally.
And he was fast.
He was fast.
Well, we have the fastest 100 of any 18-year-old ever or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's one other Olympic thing. I'm going to bring it up when Andy comes back, but I'm going to throw it out to you right now, and then we're going to get ready for Chris Rose. The U.S. high jumper, Shelby McEwen, he was tied at the end of the high jump with the guy from New Zealand, Hamish Kerr, and they then missed. They both cleared 2.36 and then missed. And they were offered the option of sharing the gold medal.
Mm-hmm. I saw this.
And McEwen said no.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
And then he lost the jump off and got silver.
Just take the gold.
That's what I would have done.
No one is ever going to know that you tied it outside of your family who want to bust your chops.
I want a gold medal. Look, it's a gold medal.
Your family will bust your chops and your friends will bust your chops, and both because they love you. Those are the only people who are going to do it. Anybody else is going to, holy mackerel, you have a gold medal?
Oddly enough, the two guys in the jump-off missed 11 straight jumps, and then it was lowered to the point that Kerr actually cleared one. We'll talk with Andy about this, because you don't know, he and I are going to go nuts on that. You can tell. It's going to be great fun. Chris Rose, TV voice on the Browns preseason television network, coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.